Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Thursday, January 13th, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, after some dismay from fans last year, this year's going to be a good one. 2011 season of Formula One is going to be broadcasted on the BBC in HD. Finally, we have the green light for all our racing fans out there. Yeah, we're going to get Formula One in HD this year. And I guess a lot of the hang-ups have been really because of Formula One. They didn't really want to give the HD feeds to a whole bunch of different people. But this year, it's going HD worldwide. Thank you so much, Formula One. It's nice to see. Well, apparently T-Mobile is backtracking slightly now on its data allowance cut. Now, it's not going to affect existing customers, only new and upgrading customers. In case you didn't remember or hear BagelTech News earlier this week, T-Mobile is going to cut from 1 gigabyte of cap per month down to 500 megabytes. Yeah, kind of sucked. Well, now it's only going to suck for new and upgrading customers. You know, I can understand the new customers, but upgrading ones? Hey, here, T-Mobile, I want to upgrade. I want to give you some more money so I can get less. Well, it seems that Apple is trying to trademark its App Store. Yes, the words App Store. And guess who doesn't like it? Yep, Microsoft. They're actually taking legal action to challenge Apple's App Store patent, saying that it's a generic term and is not trademarkable. Now, what's funny about this, a lot of rivals of Apple have actually been shying away from it, saying, we don't even want to be associated with the word App Store, thinking that Apple probably already owned it already. Well, you know, I have to kind of agree with Microsoft on this. I don't think App Store is trademarkable, but I really think they're at the back thinking, dang it, should have thought of it first. Well, apparently, HP doesn't want to be in the smartphone business. And this is a little bit weird because they did buy Palm last year for $1.2 billion. But according to CEO Mark Hurd, he's saying they don't want to spend billions of dollars trying to go into the smartphone business. It doesn't make any sense anyways. Well, that's probably a good idea there, Mark, because, you know, you did acquire the Palm Pre. So obviously, you don't want to be in the smartphone business. Well, with the announcement of the iPhone and Verizon yesterday, we were all going about, well, what about us? We want the personal hotspot too. Well, it looks like, at least in the beta anyways, iOS 4.3 is going to include that. It's also going to be including AirPlay video support for apps, and on the iPad version, it's going to have a customizable iPad side switch, you know, whatever that may be, and of course the personal hotspot. Now, AT&T is sounding a bit reluctant on this. They haven't really said yay or nay on it. Hopefully in the end, AT&T won't have a say at all. The first part of this year might be a good one, at least for the portable gaming sector, and they're kicking things off with the PSP2, and from what we're hearing, it's going to be announced this month. In fact, on January 27th at an event somewhere in Tokyo. Now, I know, we're saying back and forth, this thing was supposed to be out already, and then it was supposed to be out later in the middle of this year. Well, now it looks like it's come out at the end of the month. We're hearing a lot of news, actually, from leading game news providers saying this thing is coming. So hopefully, we will see it at the end of the month. And Sony's biggest rival, which would be Nintendo, also looks to be closer to getting its Nintendo 3DS out. Actually, there's a picture over it in Engadget right now, one actually being stripped and torn apart of the 3DS. So, obviously, they're out in the wild right now. It shouldn't be too much longer for the Nintendo 3DS to make it our way. We don't really care about taking it apart. We just want to see the thing in action, man. Well, it looks like the Dell Venue Pro is delayed again. Oh, this phone was actually announced in October of 2010. It was supposed to come out in November of last year, and then they pushed it back till Christmas. Now we're hearing mid-February. Oh, the Dell Venue Pro. Looks like a nice phone. Unfortunately, it just can't seem to find a venue. Samsung has come out with a new USB microphone called the Meteor Mic, and it looks really nice. Now, it has a 1/8 inch headphone output. It also has a headphone volume control knob and foldable legs on the thing, which just makes it for easy storage. It also comes with a $99 price tag, so it's very reasonable. What I really love about it, looks very retro-ish, very 1956. You know, I could see Elvis around this thing going, oh, baby, I love my Samsung USB mic, baby, on home. And finally, according to a new study, spending too much time in front of your computer monitor might actually lead to an early death. Oh, lovely. According to the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, that is, you increase your risk of heart attack or stroke by 113%, and the risk of death goes up by 50%. Oh, Lovely. You know, I've already been in front of my computer monitor right now for 4 hours before even doing this podcast. I better hurry up before I die. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BagelTechNews@gmail.com. You can also follow us on our network website at BagelTechNews.com. You can also find us on YouTube, Vimeo, and Twitter at BagelTechNews. Now, Ewan will be back with you tomorrow to get you caught up on what's happening in technology news. So until then, I hope you have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.